Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, today. Welcome live to the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show, America's number one radio show broadcast today. You broadcasting live with host Arthur Larry Toombs and co-host Arthur Kenny Taylor. He goes by the name of Divine Love. Today, our special guest is none other than Angel Sessions from Los Angeles, and I will like to take this time for Angela to say hello to the callers and introduce herself.
Hi, yes, and well, glory to God for blessing me to be able to speak with everyone today. Thank you, Arthur Larry Toombs, and thank you, Arthur Kenny Taylor, and to all that are listening. My name is Angel Sessions. I am an international urban gospel recording artist. I've been in the business for many, many years. To many of them that have heard of me during my early years when I was in the industry doing urban, I was doing R&B albums at the time with Ichiban Records and Vote Records. Had a lot of great success, but the Lord laid it on my heart, I believe, to do, you know, music for His glory. So I'm grateful to have done it for as long as and still keeping in for His glory.
Okay. All right. And we're glad to have you today live on the Arthur Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show, Angel Sessions. Everyone, before we start the show, let me give you Angel's website before we go any further. You would like to listen to any one of her music. Angel, and that's A-N-G-E-L Sessions, S-E-S-S-I-O-N-S. Angel, like she says, she's been, to my understanding, she's been a recording artist for 17 years. And
correct.
Okay, and she has 2 R&B albums. She has 7 urban gospel albums, and she has, and from that album called "Hearts of Broken Love," it's the name of that album, and from that name, from that album, "Hearts of Broken Love." There's a single on that album, "Hearts of Broken Love," and that single is called "Get Up." That single has made number one song for 11 straight years, 11 straight weeks on the national airplay. Is that in California, Angel?
It was a national airplay, United States.
Oh. That's the national. That is the national song called "It's Get Up," and that's across the United States. And her website is www.angelsessions.com. And so glad to have you here today, Angel. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to have you here today, just as well. You are glad to be here today. And before we go any further, I'm glad to have my callers online too. I want to say hello to all my callers, all the Kenny Taylor divine love. I would like you to direct your attention to Angel Sessions, national recording artist from L.A. Go ahead, Divine Love. Arthur Kenneth Taylor, he goes by the name of Divine Love. He loves that name, Divine Love. Don't call him nothing else but Divine Love. Go ahead, that's my co-host, Arthur Kenneth Taylor. Go ahead, Kenny Taylor.
All right, thank you, Larry.
Miss Angel Session. I don't know much about it, but I'm here today to learn. So I'm looking forward to you at least let me know, you know, exactly the objective, you know. I mean, I know that as artists, every good and perfect gift, we know that it comes from the Lord. And it's for the people of the body of Christ to profit with. So today I'm just sort of glad to be here, and I'm just looking forward to listening to you, you know. And Larry, I thank you, first of all, for having me here. I'm just glad to be here today.
I'm very grateful also for, you know, being able to be here and meet with both of the wonderful co-hosts. And I'm ready to just share my story and, you know, just everything that God has blessed me through, you know, throughout the trials and tribulations and the great success, even all, just because I'm able to share my music and be alive today to do it. It's just a wonderful blessing by God.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Taylor. Go ahead, co-host.
No, I'm good. I was just looking forward to hearing our story.
Okay. Oh, right, like I was telling you earlier, Angel, that's Arthur Kenneth Taylor, my co-host, Divine Love. We began a broadcast together 15 years ago in Cleveland, Mississippi. That broadcast, it was Kenneth Taylor broadcast, Divine Love broadcast. It was called the Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministry. And Arthur Kenneth Taylor invited me on his show. So 15 years later, I turned around and invited him on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel radio show. So that's how Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love, and I met each other. So we'll get back to National Recording Artists live on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel radio show, Angel Section. You got your first start by singing at Black Expos.
My first start, I actually started back in 1992 when I embarked upon, you know, a music career, and I was very young at the time. I didn't know a lot about the business side. I just knew in my heart I wanted to be a singer, and so I put myself into a studio. I started writing my song at a very age and recording my music and then making demos and passing them around to as many people as I could to hear my music. And began to network a lot and meet a lot of wonderful people in the industry. And from there, it just went for some years. I was able to do a lot with videos. And remember, at this time, I was still on my own, still learning the business. And I met with someone, and it's out of Sacramento, a very dear friend of mine, over 20 years. His name is Lauren Reed. And he helped me and kind of embraced me under his wings to, you know, do my very first video. I wrote a song called Cherish, and he shot the video. I went to Sacramento, and I was able to, you know, share it on the radio station broadcast in Sacramento. He introduced me to the late Bonnie Sweeney, and she, too, lived in Sacramento, and this is how I was able to perform at the Grammys pre-party, because she was over that in Los Angeles, and I was able to perform and meet, you know, on the same stage as James Brown and Tina Marie and others that were invited, Montel Jordan. The host there was Tracy Edmonds, former wife of Babyface, and she always wanted me to sing My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion. So that was the only way she said, you can perform, Angel, so long as you sing that song. So just a wonderful experience. And then from there I got all kinds of calls to be, you know, performing at the Black Expo in Berkeley and Los Angeles, and just a lot of things that I did. I had finally, you know, was working with a former manager back then that got me involved in a lot of showcases in Los Angeles and performing in front of major labels and recording more songs and meeting more people. And it wasn't until 1998 when I met with a producer through a friend here in the Bay Area. And he was good friends with John Abbey, Ichiban Records. He was the CEO of the label in Atlanta, Georgia. And he wrote a song called She Was Never Her and recorded that on me. And he wanted to only to put out the single, but Ichiban Records wanted an album. So I had already had recorded a lot of songs, and we put the album together and recorded a few more songs. I met with the legendary producer, Preston Glass, who worked with Norton Michael Warden and produced for Mariah and Whitney, and he did a lot of songs on that first album of mine. We released She Was Never Her and went national airplay all over the radio. Radio station was picking it up. But eventually, Ichiban folded. My name was creating a big buzz in the industry because of the album and the single with Ichiban. I got a lot of write-ups and in lots of magazines and newspaper and things like that. And eventually, we recorded our second album, my second album, which was an R&B album, Love Ride. And the producer, we shopped it for a moment with MCA Records and some of the other labels. By the time, they weren't looking for female artists, so he went back to Fantasy Records in Berkeley, California, and they reactivated Stax Volt Records, and they signed a lot of the old school acts, which was Lenny Williams, Brenda Holloway, Frida Payne, the Delphonics, the Dramatics, and just to name a few. And I was able and privileged to be blessed to record on all of their albums, singing backups, and also wrote a song for Brenda Holloway's album. And we also did a duet on a single called A Brand New Start with me and William Hart of the Delphonics, and the singer Lenny Williams and Brenda and I. And the Love Ride album it's a beautiful album, it's a great album. But my heart was still into the gospel as far as my love for my Lord, my Heavenly Father, my Savior Jesus. So a lot of, ups and downs. It's a long story to get into, but it just moved me to just want to do, gospel music for God. And so I, to make the long story short, started recording songs for him and put out my album, first album of my gospel on CD Baby in 2006 called He Loves You. And I took a break about 3 years from 2008 to 2011 towards the end, and then kind of went back into it again as far as music, mainly as a songwriter. But God, how he worked it out, started, being again a recording artist, and I have never really looked back, and seem like more blessings now than even all those experiences and great things that happened then, more now for me since I've been doing this again for the past 3 years, full force now with the new social media and being able to really carry your music hitting out there in a worldwide blast. It's just been an amazing experience.
Okay. All right, okay. Well, I see you touched bases with a lot of famous people. In the beginning, did you say Warren G?
No, I said Preston Glass. He's a producer. He wrote a lot of great songs for Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, Stacey Lattisaw, Whitney Houston, Natalie Cole, just to name a few, and camp with Norton Michael Warden. And Preston Glass produced on my first and second album.
Okay, now, everybody listening, I want Angel. She can tell you better than I can. She can tell you where to go buy this album. Tell them where to go buy this album and all your albums, Angel.
The Introducing Angel and Love Ride album, they're, I believe, are now owned by Universal Records, but they're still online. And on Amazon, not iTunes, but they're on Amazon and all the other stores. But my albums that I had released on my own, which are my gospel music, they're all over the internet, iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, they're on Spotify, Radio, All Music, C CD, Universe, you name it, wherever music is sold online. My latest project is called Hearts of Broken Love. It was released June 24th, 2014, and it is everywhere, and it's really been a blessing. It's done amazing as far as, you know, a lot of my fans who have really been supportive, a lot of people, friends, and people I've networked with very much been supportive in branding, you know, my music, my name, and I want to thank them all, you know, so much. Franz, Kelly Lee, Nikia, my husband, Demetrius Guidry, my family, all my fans, just so much love that I've gotten releasing this album and the single Get Up, which I released off this album. I had no idea it was going to do what it did. I was going to release my single off the album called He Will Never Leave You. That was going to be my first, because a lot of people love that song. That's song number 4 on this new album. Somehow, a friend of mine who is a program director of KDYA, 1190 AM, The Lighthouse. His name is Clifford Brown Jr. And he said that to him, Get Up, well, he loved He Would Never Leave You, but he said that he felt that Get Up was a very big record. And he said that would be a good single to kind of come off first, Angel, before you release any of the other songs. Well, because I was trying to release this other one and it didn't work somehow, I took his advice and I said, okay, well, let's just see what happens. And I did, and I was amazed that I just didn't know it was going to do what it did, to be number one for 11 weeks on the national airplay charts. Was an amazing experience. It was been on the charts for over 16 weeks now. So 16 weeks on the charts, but 11 weeks at number one. So I'm just grateful to God.
That is amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing. And I've got the feeling that it's going to expand. I got a feeling that it's going to get even bigger.
Well, glory to God the highest.
Yeah, I got that feeling. Now, we got some callers on the show, and I know that one of them is my sister, Annette Toombs. Are you online, Annette?
Yes, I'm online. Because I was listening, I was enjoying what I was hearing.
Okay, I would like you, see, Annette, she's the lady voice of the show. She, like I tell everybody, Michael Jackson had a sister named Janet. And he was her baby sister. This is my baby sister, Annette. See, Michael needed Janet, I need Annette. So,
thank you for that.
I would like you to ask Angel something, and when you finish, we'll go back to Kenny Taylor if you have anything to say. Go ahead, Annette.
Okay, well, I was just, first of all, say glad to have you on the show and get a chance to, you know, to hear some of your work. And I really enjoyed, you said, what was that, a song, I Never Leave You?
Yes, He Would Never Leave You.
Oh, okay, that's a gospel song.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, okay, yes. And I'm looking forward to, you know, listening to more of your songs and, you know, more of your work.
Thank you. Yes, my work is, you can find it on Amazon and iTunes and Google Play and all where music is sold online. And, again,
yes,
my website is www.angelsessions.com.
Okay.
And, yes. I also have my music on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation also.
Okay,
I think
that's good.
Yes.
Now, I know we got, I see my caller studio lit up, and I know we got people, and I know I recognize Flint, Michigan, And I see other callers online. Don't be afraid. I mean, you're on the Arthur Larry Coon Gospel Radio Show, and you're with the best. You're with Arthur Kenneth Taylor. And there's no reason to be nervous. Because Kenny made me talk. Kenny learned me how to talk. So I wasn't nervous when I talked with Kenny. So don't be nervous on the Arthur Larry Coon Gospel Radio Show. Is there anything that anyone that's online would like to say to add to the Angel section, National Recording Artist? Is there anything you would like to say? They just want to listen. They just want to listen. when you say Angel, do you always have music?
You know, for the most part of it, I do, but I did do an album. This was back 2010. It was a whole complete album of acapella vocals and lots of beautiful harmonies. I'm working on my next album already, and it's pretty much completed, and it's going to be released, Lord willing, in February of next year, and it's called Songs of Comfort. And on that album, I will have a song that's acapella. It'll be the last song. It's called Psalms 29. You read Psalms 29. It's the whole verse. It's a whole verse of that Psalms 29 in acapella harmonies. It's a beautiful song. All God's word. And Psalms in the Bible are songs. And so,
okay.
Right.
So, they can hear you.
Oh, yes. I do all my own backup vocals. As I am a songwriter as well as a singer, so I write all my own songs. And most of my songs, gospel that I write, I love using, you know, scriptures from God's word so that many that may hear the word of Christ as God's word, he may, you know, apply it to their hearts to save them. So this song, Psalms, was just something I just fell in love with. I love the whole Bible, actually. Everything God's written, I love the whole Bible. But when I wrote that, it just melody started coming to my head, and I started just make up this melody, and I put it together and went to the studio and recorded it. So it's a beautiful song. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
Okay. We can't wait either. I mean, it's just a joy to have Angel session on Dr. Larry Toon's Gospel Radio Show. And there are a couple of things we do on this show. We're going to go back to promote Angel and all her material. We're going to go back. Don't go nowhere. We got to do this. Angel, my co-host, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, very good with kids. And he's the founder of Boys Club. And when I ask you this, once you answer this, I'm going to let Taylor tell you about Boys Club. But first, let me ask you this. What advice would you give to a young youth struggling that's going down the wrong pathway? He needs to straighten his life up. What would you give to that young, troubled youth? Well, he can be black. He can be white. Because I love all kids. I mean, I'm just going on the world today. I really want to talk about it. But you could be black. You can be white. I don't care what color you are, you know. Any kid that's going down the wrong pathway, what advice would you give him to straighten his life up?
Well, I love children, too, children of all, you know, walks of life. And definitely I will tell them, you know, I will be praying for them and tell them to cry out for mercy and, you know, and ask God to, you know, just be merciful to them and, you know, stay focused on what is true and what is right. Hopefully, it depends. You know, I know a lot of the youth of our day, you know, may have a broken home. They may be running the wrong crowd, and they're influenced by so much stuff in this world that penetrates their minds and makes them think that this wrong is right. And I know this is why our youth today could be, you know, just having so much trouble with school and just, you know, I don't know, but definitely I would tell them to continue to just pray, because more than anything else, that's, you know, only God can work out, you know, your situation, and look to him for help. and look for him to guide us and just read his word, the Bible.
Have you answered that? That's exceptionally well. And that you need, like you need God, you need the Bible. And because without God, we couldn't make it. We're gonna go to Taylor. We're gonna go back to Angel. We're gonna close the broadcast out, but not right now. Not right now. We're gonna go to Taylor, and Taylor's gonna talk about his boys club, and he's gonna talk to Angel. We're going to talk more about where to get her book at. I mean, where to get her albums at. And we're going to close the show out. So, do you have anything? My co-host, can I hear from you right now?
Well, actually, I'm enjoying listening, really. But the Boys and Girls Club, I said the Boys and Girls Club 2000. And the reason that we formed this particular group. And I thank you, too, for being a part of it, because we did it not with buildings. We did it with individuals. We did it with children. Head Start, we started when they were young. Now they're 40 years old. They know exactly who they are. But young people especially, you know, it's time, first of all, to realize that you have to take responsibility for yourself. You know, I mean, I know that we have parents, but sometimes our parents are not what they should be. So I'm thankful for people like Mrs. Session here that's really concerned about our youth, because our children are neglected in too much of what we do today. You know, I mean, I know that in many cases we find there's something wrong with, you know, their situation, their lives, their parents, you know, they have whatever they do. But I'm saying sometimes they need a little love. A little bit of love to go with all that, because see, sometimes love is the missing ingredient, the missing link, you know. So we started the Boys and Girls Club to love the children of the world, black, white, red, yellow. We took all of them. I mean, the children of humanity, and love each and every one the same. We know that we need love today, but we also need prayer, like you say. We need to pray. But I'm saying a lot of trouble in America today for our young black men especially. But we say, unite, come together, you know, present a unified front, you know, put aside the differences in race and everything else, and come together. Love is right. Now, love, we have taught this, you know, for the past 20 years in Mississippi. Love one another. Love your mother. Love your father. Love your enemy. Love your friend. But love unconditionally. But we're thankful for anyone, everyone that's helping our children, because we need help today. I mean, we pray God help us. We need your help, too. And I'm just thankful today to be on the show, Larry. But I thank you, because, Larry, I have to say this. Larry Toombs is a friend of mine. And more than a friend, he's a dear friend of mine. And we've been together for a long time. And sometimes for me, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. It's a pleasure to see what you're doing. Ms. Sessions, I hope that whatever your heart desires in this world and your efforts, that God does allow. And thank you, Larry.
That's good.
Thank you there, Kenneth Taylor. And Angel? It was a gift from Kenneth Taylor to come on his show, Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministry. He just literally came on like it was nothing, ain't it? That's why I'm always trying to play the favor. It's not a favor. I mean, it's not a favor. He's a man of God. And a man of God recognized the man of God. That's all it is. You know, and I like to talk to a man of God, a woman of God. It's no favor. If we owe, they're bound to let every man owe nothing. You don't let him owe nothing. You don't let him owe nothing. I love to talk to people of God. But if I started preaching, I won't stop preaching. So let me get back to Angel. Before I start preaching. We live on our Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show, getting ready to close out the broadcast. Angel Sessions, she's live today, and glad to have her here today. glad to have Angel here today. She has hit some. So get up. And it's been on a national airplay 11 weeks. Been on the charts, she say 17 weeks. Get up from the album Hearts of Broken Love. And I'm gonna turn it over the last segment of the show to the editor, just pour it out anything she wanna say and about her album, where to go get it. Website is www.angelsessions.com. AngelSessions.com. www.angelsessions.com. Go check her website out, and now I'm going to let her tell you where to get all her albums at. And once she finished, I'm going to close out the show. And I want to say, three of us. And if you listen at Blog Talk Radio, it's a pleasure to have Angel Session on God Larry Gospel Radio show today. If you listen from Facebook, it is a pleasure to have her on the show today. It is a pleasure. And basically, see the calls still coming in. I'm trying to end the show. We still got callers coming in. See, they love Angel. They love Angel. They saw the broadcast, and they want to get in. They want to tune in and see. But at this time, Angel, before I get ready to close it out, tell all your audience, all your fans, about you. I mean, you already did. Where to get your album at, and anything else you want to say. Anything else, the floor is yours. Anything you want to say before I close it out.
Yeah, again, I want to always, always glorify my Heavenly Father for the opportunity that He's blessed me with to meet so many dear heart people. And I, again, want to thank you, author Larry Toom and author Kenny Taylor and Annette. I want to also thank all those who are calling in or have called in. And again, shout out, I'd like to give to my darling husband, Demetrius Guidry, my better half, who has been so supportive of me, to Kelly Lee, to Franz Eight, to Nakia, to Robin Lynn, to anyone that I have not named, and just mainly always to all of my loving and wonderful fans who have been so supportive via Facebook, Twitter, who writes me and just tell me how much they love my music or share my music or tweet me about what they feel, how my music makes them feel. I'm just grateful to God for so many beautiful people from around the world that God has reached, and touched their hearts through the songs He has blessed me to be able to record and to write and sing, and I'm grateful for that. And again, my music, Hearts of Broken Love, and all my songs, all my albums, You Send Me Higher, If You Love Me, and all the albums that I have out there, they're all on Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and all online stores. And look out for the new album next year that will be out, I think, in February, Lord willing, and that is called Songs of Comfort. It's going to be about maybe 13, 14 songs on that album. And just looking for whatever God has for me in store. And, again, love you guys. Thank you so much for just being there for me and sharing your love and support. And, again,
yeah,
I love you.
Okay, we love you too, Angel. Angel. Everyone that's Angel Section. She was live on the Arthur Laboratory Gospel Radio show, and I still see callers call in. Would you like to say hello to Angel before I end the broadcast? Okay. Well, once again, thank you, Angel, for coming on the Arthur Larry Tunes Gospel Radio show. You ever want to come back, never hesitate, always call. You always got a place on the show. You always have a place on the show. And it's been fun, but we got to go. It's been fun with Angel Session, National Recording national recording artist. She had his song Get Up from the album Hearts of Broken Love. And that Get Up single has made number one in California for 11 straight weeks. And once again, yes, ma'am. And once again, thank you, Angel, for coming on the show. And you're always welcome back. And go buy, go get all of Angel albums. Go get. I got a feeling you're gonna be seeing more of Angel. I got a feeling. And God already has blessed you. He's gonna bless you a few more. And I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. It's an honor to have you on the show. And tell all your friends about it, because it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you. And
thank you, likewise.
And I just want to tell everyone, I'm glad you called the Author Larry Tunes Got Radio Show, got to end the broadcast. Have a good day, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.